This Chazar is the Chinesh of Bachachet Roshvag and Rav Yehuda, Mesechdes Nazir Daf Nun Gimel. In fact, the Gemara is trying to answer the question of whether a quarter kav of bones of the spinal column or skull, as opposed to the half kav that's needed for the other bones, would require a Nazir to shave his hand be treated as a Nazir Tameh, meaning when it comes, maybe because the Chumrah of the shed of Ilgoyles, maybe even a quarter kav of bones would be enough for the Nazir to have to go through the process. The Gemara says maybe we can answer from a brice that we just quoted, in which Shammai said that a single bone from the spinal column or skull creates tumas oil. The Rabbanim disagree, but presumably agree to the point that the spinal column and skull are more stringent with regard to tumah, and would therefore, the chayra, if it's more stringent, they would hold it even a quarter kav, would require the nazir to shave his head, etc. You don't need a half a kav. Mar said, no, maybe that Shammai is so much more stringent than the view of the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim do argue to the point of saying that the spinal column or skull is not treated more stringently at all. If so, then we can answer the question by saying that the Rabbanan hold even the bones of the spinal column or skull would have to be equal to a half a kav in order to require the nazir to shave his head, because you see that they're saying it's no different than any other bones. So no, maybe the Rabbanan agree that the shed of vigil goyles are treated more chumerdik, and as such would only need a quarter kav to require a nazir to shave his head. We can't have a raya one way or the other, but we can shlug up both ways because we don't have a clear raya one way or the other. Zakumar Bryce says, Rabbi Leza said, the early Zakanim would say that a half kav of bones and a half lug of blood are the measurements needed for all matters of tumas oil, whereas a quarter kav of bones and a quarter lug of blood are sufficient for other matters. Some of the elders would say that a quarter kav and a quarter lug are the measurements needed for everything. The later Bezdin said a half kav and a half lug are required for all matters, except that a quarter kav and a quarter lug are sufficient to prohibit someone from eating truma and kudshim, but not to make another shave his head or to prevent someone from bringing a carbon pesach. Why did Rebbe write the mission like the later third view when it argues on the earlier two? Rabbi Yaakov Eidi said this view is based on a Kabbalah that he has from Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. The Mishnah said, Al Elu HaNazir Migaleach. Zakumar, the first time the Mishnah uses the words for these, it comes to exclude a bone the size of a barley from things requiring another to shave his head based on Tumas oil alone. The words for these in the later part of the Mishnah come to exclude the case of where there are a number of stone overhangs and a mace is under one of them, and another walks under an overhang but is not sure which overhang he walked under. The Mishnah teaches that he does not shave his head based on that Tumah either. The Mishnah then said, V'chatzi kavat somais. Zakumar, the Mishnah says that although the Nazir would not have to would not shave for tumas oil of a quarter kav, he would shave for touching or carrying a quarter kav. So again, when it comes to tumas oil, it's only a chatzi kav. When it comes to negia or masri to carrying it, then it's already in a chanami, it remains at a quarter kav. Furthermore, this seems to be unnecessary because the Mishnah then says that he would shave for touching or carrying even a barley sized bone. The next Mishnah says, so why are you telling me this? Furthermore, the ruling is necessary in a case where the bones are ground into a powder. In that case, there is no barley-sized piece, but there can be a quarter kav amount. That's why we would need this ruling as well. Mishnah said, "Al ever min ha-meis v'al ever min ha-chai sheyesh aleim bosor kiro'ui." Furthermore, if there's not enough flesh for the limbs to regenerate, would the nazir still have to shave his head for touching and carrying these limbs? Rabbi Yechonon said he would not have to shave for that, since our Mishnah says that he must only shave when there's enough flesh on the limb, and therefore this applies to all forms of tumah, to touching, carrying, and oil. Rish Lakish said that he would, since the next Mishnah, which lists things for which a nazir does not have to shave, does not list a limb with less than this amount of flesh. He would have to shave for that. Rabbi Yochanan says the absence in the next Mishnah is not determinate. Why? Because the reason it's left out is because it's already dealt with in the early part of the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan explained before. The Mishnah listed a half kav of bones, which suggests that a quarter kav would not require a nazir to shave if he becomes too much oil. And yet the next Mishnah specifically lists a quarter kav as not requiring the nazir to shave via oil. So you see that even though it's clear the next Mishnah listed anyway, the Mara says it had to be listed in the next Mishnah to teach that although he does not shave for a quarter kav via oil, he would have to shave for a quarter kav from touching or carrying it. The Mishnah listed a half lug of blood, which suggests that our Mishnah says a half lug of blood would make him shave, which suggests that a quarter lug of blood would not require the nazir to shave, and yet the next Mishnah specifically lists a quarter lug, as not requiring the nazir to shave. And for the Gemara, that was listed to counter the view of Rabbi Akiva, who says that a nazir would shave for touching or carrying a quarter lug of blood. In fact, Gemara, what is the case of the limb from the mace? If the limb has in it a barley-sized bone, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that the Nazir need not shave based on it? If the limb does not have this bone, then why does Rabbi Shlakish say that he does have to shave? And for the Gemara, Shlakish will say that the case is where there is no barley-sized bone. Still, it gives off tumah and requires the Nazir to shave his head based on a drush of the Pesukim in a Braisa, which teaches that a barley-sized bone gives off tumah, and separately teaches that the limb of a mace gives off tumah. It must be that the case of the limb is where it does not contain a barley-sized bone, and still the Braisa learns from the pasuk that it gives off tumah. Rabbi Yochanan will say that the limb has a barley-sized piece of bone inside. One pasuk teaches that it gives off tumah through touching, and the other teaches that it gives off tumah through carrying. However, the limb by itself only gives off tumah because of the bone within it, but the limb by itself would not require a shaving.